Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm so excited you're listening in, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, she'll be sharing about the five elements of you. Yes, you can't wait to hear this one. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. She is the driving force behind Perfect Balance in Mount Shasta, California, and embodies resilience. From overcoming adversity and using a wheelchair to becoming a walking wellness expert, her journey defines the core of perfect balance. That's how I say it. With three decades of experience in life coaching and metaphysics, she excels in aligning mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and ethereal elements. Known as the 5D producer, she brings collaboration, clarity, and integrity to tasks, applying her unique five elements of you framework that has empowered countless individuals and groups for lasting success. Beyond unlocking potential, she's on a relentless quest for personal development, guided by her mantra, life isn't about waiting in the storm to pass, it's about learning to dance in the rain. Oh, wait, I gotta say that again. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass, it's about learning to dance in the rain. So I'm so grateful to have with us here today, Heather Taylor. Heather, dancing in the rain.
Oh, yeah. Always. Sometimes the snow.
It could be over there. Exactly. So, Heather, I just got goosebumps talking to you. You know, right now I can feel the energy, the vibration is so high. So thank you for being here. And, you know, as my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, you know, I always ask my guests, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you, Heather?
You know, I really love that. And I love what your show is called, because I think spiritually persistent is such a beautiful word that really embodies that walking. And for me, being spiritually persistent is, man, it's been my whole life. Mm. I don't think I would even know a different way to be. And it is about really learning how to go from integration into embodiment and being the example through action. And being open and connected to whatever you spiritually believe in and how that impacts you collectively.
Let's soak in that for a minute, because that's powerful. We really got a lot of energy in that. So can you share one challenge, Heather, that stands out that you've faced that's helped you to activate that more in you? And usually people say just one thing, but yeah, just one.
You know, I've really been feeling into that. You know, I don't want to say thinking, because I really just live from my heart. You know, it's like my heart's my brain, and my brain just makes sense of my heart. But, you know, I have been connected to my path and to spirit in my entire life. I mean, I started reading at 5, right? Mm. And that's kind of how my life started. But for me, the challenge is there are so many different layers of challenges. And I realized that it was about being able to face myself in the challenge and understanding how that is. Does that make sense? Mm. It's like looking at myself and saying, okay, I'm having this challenge. And what is it that I need to uncover inside of me? And I feel like the most profound is, you know, when I gave birth to she's 24 now, you know, I have many children.
I have a baby who's in that range too. So yes.
yes. I have many children, 5, from 9 to 25. Oh, but, you know, I really, when I had her, it was my first adult near-death experience. Mm. And when I came out of that, I didn't know how to function in the world because I was altered. Mm-hmm. And it was a huge, huge challenge. I couldn't leave the house. for 6 months, and I couldn't understand the emotions I was feeling. I couldn't understand what I was connecting to. And it really caused me to have to ground and like understand, oh my gosh, okay, I went through a transformation and I need to kind of understand what I'm facing in the world. And that really started to burst my journey. I think that was a really impactful point. Was it the most challenging? I mean, parts of me want to say yes, but the other parts of me is like, what really is most challenging? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like everything has its own layer and level, and it's unfolding a different part of self.
Yeah. Well, I just asked for one, but you really wrap that up in a powerful way so we can really, you know, really get a better sense of where you've come from. But we're going to dive into that even more because I want you to talk about what are the five elements of you. Let's just get right on into it.
We're going to dive in. Okay. I have no idea what I'm going to say next because Spirit's just bossing me around as they always do. It's beautiful. That's right. The five elements of you is, it's really this cornerstone that developed organically through my journey. And it's about the mental body, which is the fire element, right? We have this activation, and in many cultures, they always talk about firing down and watering up, you know, and it's, you know, really about allowing yourself to be aware and to be in that activation, but how are you responding to it? Are you reacting? And it's really powerful because our mind definitely navigates many aspects of self. The second element is the water element. And the water element is all about emotion and discernment. And when we're really looking at that, it's like we can have a thought pattern and then an emotion gets triggered, right? Our limbic system with a B, our brainstem starts firing off some type of emotion or chemical, which is, you know, oxytocin, endorphins, adrenaline, and whatnot. And then we are faced with a choice of how we're going to feel that experience. And past experiences can play a role in that a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So this discernment is really learning how to be in that will help to navigate how we're going to respond. So oxytocin, right, is fight or flight, face or run away. So how we're processing that emotional consciousness of ourselves is going to determine how we're going to respond verbally, mentally, and how it will eventually ultimately really impact us on the emotional aspect, which then brings us into the third element, which is our physical body. Right. And our physical body is absolutely impacted by those two aspects, just as everything that we do and we are is impacted. The physical body and the third element is earth. So it's about grounding in and just really being with self. And the challenges that can come up with that is self-worth, you know, being able to communicate and understand our own body with ourself and understand, you know, where's our value and how are we feeling physically and how are we impacting those around us and how are those around us impacting us? What are those lessons that are coming in? And it's really beautiful because that coattails right into the fourth element. And as it's journeying into that, that's spiritual. That's containment. That's bringing all those three aspects of self into one moment and really being able to be with it. It's not an action step. It's just a being, just simply reflecting. Where's my mind at? How am I communicating? What am I feeling? How do I feel in my body? You know, am I having anxiety? Am I feeling good? And then am I joy? Am I afraid of joy? You know, sometimes that's a thing, you know, afraid of success, afraid of joy. Everything's going so good, but I'm feeling scared or I can't ground. Mm-hmm. And when you're in that containment state, excuse me, when you're in that containment state, what's so beautiful about it is that's your spiritual connection. you know, nobody can tell you or define what it's supposed to be, because that is your inner time. That's your sacredness. And that allows you to really bring in all the parts and to start evaluating and observing self. Once you start doing that, and you have that clarity in the mental, emotional, and physical aspects of those elements, and now you're in the spiritual and you're in containment, you're just really kind of being and processing, it gives time for response rather than reaction. You know, when we react, it creates all kinds of things, you know, because you're reacting. So maybe you're having a moment at work and you are having some kind of struggle or mirror or issue with a person at work or at home or wherever, and that reaction happens, and then you leave and you're like, man, I could have handled that better. Or I wish I would have communicated that better. And so what the elements do, especially the fourth one specifically, is it allows you to take that pause. It's so important to take a gentle pause when we're processing our own self, mm-hmm. and to be able to have internal validation and to be able to process within self, because that's what teaches and allows for the healthy ego, which is confidence and humility and being teachable. And I feel being teachable is very crucially important. This brings us to the fifth element. The fifth element, I don't know if you can feel it. I'm getting a little excited.
Yeah.
Because when you get to that fifth element, that's the ethereal. That's like reaching out to the universe and being able to make a selection. You've now gone through all those aspects and whatever that topic is or that part of you, and you're in a position where you feel clear. And anywhere you don't feel clear, that's okay, because it's important that we can walk in the mystery of the unknown. However, we are observing. And when we're in observation and we approach that fifth element, now we have a better conscious understanding of how we are impacting those around us and how they're impacting us in more detail. And it assists us in communicating with people and being able to really step out in the world the way that you are authentically, rather than where the fear is coming in and you're like, man, I wanted to really be in me and my fear caused a different result. So that though going through those five elements is really creating that. And one of the most important things I find is accountability, being able to be accountable with self and really recognize. And it doesn't mean running around and telling everybody, oh my gosh, I'm accountable. I need to be sorry and say amends to everybody. And maybe that's a step down the road, but really it's about being accountable with you. You know, looking at you and saying, how do I feel about this? Am I excited about how I responded or reacted? Am I feeling grounded in that? And if I'm not, what parts don't I? And how do I need to take that different step? And if I don't know how, okay, well, I'm going to go back in and see where I'm feeling. So it's really about exploring self. And then when you get to the fifth element, you get to experience your beauty of you, because now you're grounded in it. And you also get to learn the difference between selflessness, selfishness, and self-fullness. And what I love about that, every time I talk about it now, it's like my son is, he's 12 and he's like permanently put this in my heart and my mind. I live this. Everything I do, I live it. It is fully my life. And so my son, he comes in and I was getting work done. And he goes, Mom, I just have to ask you one thing. And I was like, okay. He says, are you being selfless, selfish, or selfful? Because I really feel like you're being selfless right now. And it's time for you to take some time for you. And I was just like,
oh, that's great. Great. I mean, just to have that modeling, you know, come back at you. That's so powerful. Right.
I know. Isn't it beautiful? And it's really amazing.
Beautiful. I love that. So just give people a little reference point on how you really discovered the five elements, you know, as a roadmap to wellness, because I can really, you know, when we talked, I was really struck by your journey, and just kind of give people a reference point, because whenever we're talking about these kinds of things, people think, oh yeah, you know, that's great. You've never had anything you've really had to work through. through. You know, everything's been so easy for you. And so just give people a little bit of a reference point about how you came to embody these elements through and into wellness, but through your challenges.
Oh, geez, that's a really powerful question. You know, to keep it short, because we have a small amount of time, I will try to bullet points.
Because I'm just going to scratch the surface on this.
Yes, we're definitely scratching surfaces. But to give a little bit of a, just a little bit of a roadmap to that, I was born in the ghetto, and it was very challenging to survive there. And then I was emancipated at 14. I started college at 15. And through that journey to 14, there is a lot of challenges of survival. I was sold on the black market and survived that. So then I started to go into a program at my college, at my high school, and I was a peer counselor. And then it just evolved from there. I started working in recovery homes for teenagers. And then I died when I was 20 and came back. And then I was in a wheelchair when I was 25 until I was for 10 years, really. And then I realized really what happened was, is when I was in the wheelchair, right before it had happened, I was hit by a drunk driver. I had hit my knees. I'd lost everything. I lost a baby. I was divorced. I was a single mom. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I hit my knees and asked God to put me on my path. I was like, all right, Creator, you know, put me on my path. And I forgot to ask for it to be graceful and gentle. So I missed that part. Nice. And so, so I got hit by a drunk driver and I was paralyzed on the right side of my body with petite mal seizures. And it took me 10 years to fully walk again. Mm-hmm. And then I died. I've died three times and come back. And I was homeless with my children more than once. And I worked really, really hard. And how the five elements came to me is through all these things that were happening, I was listening to Spirit. It was like Creator was coming in and saying, you know, go here, pay attention to this, you know, these are coming up. And then I would meet these people. Mm-hmm. And they would, one lady, she's like, can I just pray on you? And she was, one other lady was speaking a different language, and it was just started opening up. Next thing I know, I was in a Reiki group with all these master Reiki ladies that grabbed me, excuse me, with all these Reiki masters that grabbed me, and they put me on the table and started clearing my throat and clearing my body. And, mm-hmm. and then it was just like, okay, this is unfolding. And then I never forget it. I was in Shasta and I hadn't lived here yet. And one of my friends said, you've got to help this woman. And she came in and I just was sitting in meditation and Spirit said, you need to teach her the three elements. So I started with three. And so I said, okay, can you guys like download that? And I had already spent like 11 years in school trying to heal myself, you know? And so I did, I started with the three and then it just evolved from there. And as I was learning, it was developing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's a very quick overview, but you can just feel the power in that. So how can, let's maybe talk about how some weekly practices that people can do to invite the five elements into our life. Like, how can we really begin to start doing that? What your suggestion would be that people could start to implement, that they could begin to start using and working with the five elements?
In the, I have a handbook that does have homework in there. I'm a huge, anybody that's my students, like, she's a huge homework giver. One of the things that you can do really looking at it is start taking a look at yourself and the people that are surrounding you. You know, when you get into that second element, it's about discernment. It's not just about discerning self. It's also about discerning what has been attracted into your life. You know, what type of relationships are you having with people? Mm-hmm. And it's not about, you know, when you get into the fifth element selection, it isn't about, okay, I'm going to cut all these people out. Some people may fall away. It's kind of the process of growing. But it is also about, if we're approaching it from a different construct within ourselves, if we have a different self-awareness, we're going to have a different experience with that person because we're showing a different reflection or mirror, right? It's not the same trigger inside of ourselves. So the first thing I could say is really looking at making a little list, you know, what do I love in my life? What am I not loving in my life and why? And why do I love what I do love? The other thing that you can do that's really, really helpful is looking at all the things that you don't love. Where are you accountable? Mm-hmm. Where's the accountability in that?
Sure.
How is it being approached? Where's the reaction happening? And, you know, really getting into grounding. You know, how do you ground yourselves? For some people, you know, and you'll hear it all the time, walk outside, put your feet in the dirt, garden. Those things are beautiful and amazing. And it's definitely a part of my life as much as possible. But for people that are like, that's not really my thing, how do you ground? Well, you know, one of the biggest techniques and tools that can be used in grounding is simply just being with the chaos of your mind for a little bit. Mm. Let your mind run. Get into a bath, put some salt in there, go sit in your car somewhere and park and just be with what's happening. And then anything that's tugging at your energy, your emotional body, start writing it down. It doesn't have to be detailed. It can be bullet pointed. But a lot of times, you know, with technology these days, everybody's so used to typing everything. Well, writing with a pen and paper stimulates the right and left hemisphere of the brain completely different than typing it. And it's going to help the body to process. Because remember, our physical body needs to process just as much as the rest of us. And I think that's a really good place to start.
Yeah, that is really great. And the other thing is, you were talking about before about the, you know, our triggers. So how can we use those daily triggers to bring awareness? You started with the idea of writing down what we love and all that. So I think you brought that in. But is there anything else you want to suggest when we can really notice our daily triggers and how we can use that as well to help us recognize any blind spots we might be having?
Oh, that's a great, the blind spots. Oh my gosh. I mean, I feel like forever we're uncovering blind spots and mm-hmm. having the openness to that is really right. important. the blind spot aspect and uncovering the triggers are really key elements when you're uncovering yourself. So the number one thing is, you know, I get a lot of people that say, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what kind of partner I want. I don't even know if I want kids or not. You know, there's so many different layers of this because the thing about the five elements is it doesn't really have a niche. You know, it doesn't, it is there for everybody, period. It right. doesn't matter what the topic is. It's a fundamental. Excuse me. So when you're looking at a fundamental aspect of that, what's coming in is, what is triggering you in that conscious awareness? Like where are you being triggered inside of self? And then a lot of times some people will say, I'm not being triggered. I'm just communicating how I feel. And I'm talking about it because I really want to have a different result. And I'm not sure how to go about that. Or it'll be redirected. You know, well, if they only did this, I wouldn't have to experience this. Right. Mm-hmm. So those are big triggers that a lot of times people aren't recognizing as triggers, you know? And so the thing is, whatever you're experiencing from that other person, there's something inside of you that's being asked to be learned, mm-hmm. to be asked to be overcome. So being open to your accountability, whether the other person's situation or thing is completely responsible, the fact is you're in the situation. So if you're in the situation, there is a level of responsibility for yourself. And having that ability to say, okay, where am I accountable? Like I have, I actually just gave this homework last week. It was like, okay, when you're in the kitchen and you're cooking your food and you want your partner to come and help you make your food and they're not doing that because they worked all day and you're reacting to it or saying something and you don't get a good result, how did you communicate that? What was the driver? of your communication? Was your emotional body the driver? Because if your emotional body's the driver, you're probably not going to get a great response.
Right.
You know, so really looking at those parts, what's your driver and what is the agenda? Do you have an agenda or are you just open in the flow? Because a lot of times someone will say, I don't have an agenda. And then once we start, you know, uncovering the onion, it's like, oh, well, I just wanted them to understand where I was at. And it's like, okay, well, let's look at that. Why is it so important that they understand? Right. What is going on inside of your inner validation? What are you facing inside of self that's saying, hey, I need this external validation? You know, especially when you're dealing with kids, marriages, employees, business. You know, for me, business is absolutely personal. Mm-hmm. It is my life's work. It is my soul. It is who I am in every way. And every single person that works with me, guess what? It is a reflection of them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is really powerful. Well, I could talk to you for days, and I know we have a wonderful gift you're going to share in a few minutes so that people can start applying this. But let's talk a little bit about the Lemurian Life Expo. I mean, you have a real heart place for this, and just tell people a little bit about the whole concept of the Lemurian whole aspect, because maybe not a lot of people know about that and how that might be something of that can support them.
Yes, thank you so much. Lemurian Life Expo is a beautiful event that there's four of us that own the company, and we really started it because we're presenters and we go around and we do a lot of events. And what we noticed was, wow, we can create a beautiful event that has a balance for everybody, the presenters, the guests, the hosts, everybody involved, and really have this heart-centered experience, really the balance of the five elements of you. And for those of you that don't know too much about Lemuria, there's two aspects for me. You know, I spent over a decade in college learning how to heal me. And I took a lot of eclectic classes on my journey. And one of the things that I loved so much, which was a prerequisite, was ancient history. Mm-hmm. And it was like from the beginning of time. And what I loved about it was I learned about what the Atlanteans were and that they were actually called the Allocretians, and they assisted the Greek Romans. And the Lemurians are, you know, Polynesian descent. So that's why you get that really heart-centered feeling when you go to Hawaii and you really feel that groundedness, right? So that's like the, you know, artifact history fact part. In the spiritual community, there's a lot of things about Lemuria. There's a community called Telos that people believe live inside the volcano of Mount Shasta and have had experiences and seen it. And that's really a personal journey. You know, people have to make that up for themselves. What was important to me personally, and I'm sure my team as well, is that Lemurian is really about coming from the heart and being in a space of love and not seeing any differences or shifts in the person other than understanding that their differences are part of our whole. And it's amazing. And we love it. And we have beautiful channelers coming on that are very known, like, you know, Aseel and Pagrit and Jules, who works with the Stargate, and Heidi Wright, who right now has the number one show in Japan. She's an animal communicator. She's amazing. Wendy Kennedy, Ruben Langdon, who spent a lot of time in the film industry in Hollywood and things like that, and then transitioned over. He has a show on Gaia called Interview with Ed. I'm on the last two episodes of that, which just aired on Vimeo. And it's amazing. They're just amazing people. And I felt we need to bring all these people together in a good way in Shasta at the college, where we are approved and supported by the city of Mount Shasta, so, which is the first time ever the city of Mount Shasta has ever supported an event that they weren't putting on. So that's kind of big. And we get to help the kids because we have interns that are coming in. It's a live stream and in-person event. And our kids are going to come in from the high schools and the colleges, and they get to learn about the things they love. They get to learn about production. They get to learn about what's going on in the world. And I felt like that's, you know, a woman with five kids, that's a huge thing for me. Mm-hmm. And supporting our community and really bringing people the experience of Shasta in a grounded, good way from the heart.
And how do Lemurian people find out about that? Is if they get your free gift, will you send them something or some information about that? Or how
Definitely. If you choose to get the free gift, which is the five elements of you, it's located at gettailored.love/gift. And spell get tailored is GETTAYLORED.love/gift. Again, it's www.gettailored.love/gift. And once you sign up for that gift, you will have your information with us, and we'll go ahead and send you a link. If you want to just go straight to that website and explore and experience it, you can go to LemurianLifeExpo.com. And Lemurian is spelled L-E-M-U-R-I-A-N. LifeExpo.com. You'll find a lot of really amazing stuff there. And, you know, exploring the website is good too. When we were creating my website, it was really important to me that it was a journey, because sometimes people just want to be online and they want to scroll and they want to see something new. So we have awesome, awesome things. We have the 144 kickstart of the locations, which right now we have four locations going. We have Cliftonite Acoustics, who is a beautiful, beautiful singer from Idaho. And his music is really about the journey, you know, what we're doing here and how we experience that differently. So you'll have his stuff on there. You can go to Get Tailored News. There's a bunch of stuff, guys. Just have fun. Go through the journey of it. I think it's fun sometimes to just explore.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm just really grateful for your light and your service, and I could talk to you all day. We'll definitely have to have you come back on. But is there anything you want to say in closing, Heather, to people? Anything come through for you want to share?
You know, guys, it's sometimes it feels like an elephant and all we can do is take a spoonful at a time, mm-hmm. you know, and the whole thing about dancing in the rain and not waiting for the storm to pass is that I find when I'm dancing in the rain, I'm in the eye of the storm and I can truly observe because I'm not in fear of it. And it's not about not having fear. It's about how much fear we allow in, you know? And I think that's really powerful and important. And a lot of times people say, well, that's great, Heather. How do I not let it in? Well, start working those five elements and get clear on you. If you're clear on you, then you can start unfolding those things and be okay in the unknown. It's okay to be in the mystery because you're safe and you're loved.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I so appreciate you. And we just really want to encourage people to go and get your free gift because it really will help them to start applying what you're talking about here today. So I know when people listen to the podcast, you know, oftentimes they'll say, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Well, go take action right now. Like take action right now. The universe loves action. You know, move forward in action, make that demonstration and get that free gift. And absolutely all this, you know, there's no accident that you're here today listening to this whenever you're listening to it. So we just really want to encourage you to do that. So Taylor, thank you so much for your light. Heather, I didn't call you Taylor. Well, you That's could be okay. Heather or Taylor. Well,
right? You can call me whatever you want.
Get tailored. Get Heather. No, but no, it's Taylor. So Heather, thank you so much. I really appreciate your light and your story and your just all of your energy and your vibration. So we so appreciate you. And thank you so much for just really standing and being in your power and really walking your talk. I can feel that in you. I felt that from the first moment that we had our energy connection, and I'm just so grateful for all that you're doing and being, and we just really appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you so much. And I really appreciate everybody. And when we connected, I just was like, oh my gosh, I wanted to hug you through the phone. So I'm hugging you right now.
We're doing that. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening in, and we'll see you back here next time. We see you living lives of love, joy, peace, health, prosperity, and always, always. So we'll see you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling, yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.